Podcast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris, we're back on the PowerCast as we ponder the future and the past in the paranormal field, and also the listener reaction to last week's episode featuring Grant Cameron. And he was talking, of course, about disinformation, secret documents, not-so-secret documents, crash retrievals, and so on and so forth. Now, Chris, just to get started with this, as you know, during the discussion, I kept asking him about crash retrievals. But there wasn't a lot to say beyond, of course, Roswell.
Yeah, I wonder why he would even have that in the title if he wasn't ready to field questions about it.
I know. I just kept asking him and asking him, and he sort of skirted around this topic, and finally I said, well, obviously, it's Roswell or nothing. And then when you brought up the speculation about possibly the Roswell craft being a test aircraft. No, there's no evidence to test aircraft.
Not to be familiar with Joseph Farrell's work. I mean, the guy's written four books on the subject, and it's cutting-edge stuff. The guy's an Oxford research expert. It just didn't... I couldn't believe it. I need to go ahead and send him a list of books to read to get himself up to speed on the, in my estimation, the very strong likelihood that Roswell was somehow very terrestrial in nature and somehow had to do with technology based on some of the work that the Germans did in the 30s and 40s.
And why assume there weren't test aircraft of that kind? That doesn't make sense either. There had to be. Yeah. You know, we recovered prototypes and scientific research documents. We took on board a lot of those famous scientists who worked for the German government during World War II.
And so we took on the entire German Soviet intelligence force in Eastern Europe. Reinhard Galen basically was appropriated by the Americans, and his entire intelligence gathering apparatus just became ours.
Doesn't make sense. And also, well, we can understand here the scenario. That's why, for example, there was this report, a flying saucer was recovered at Roswell. And then they changed it and they said it was a balloon. And possibly someone from military intelligence calls him on the phone and says, hey, guys, it's not a flying saucer. It's just one of our test aircraft. You know, don't tell anybody about it. Just say it's a balloon or something. That's a very simple explanation. Yeah. And, Mikey, what happened? Of course, the criticism here is he says, well, what about the bodies? You know, the little people. But you know what?
There's only five people out of the 300 witnesses that ever actually claimed to have seen them. And each one of them slowly over the years has been shot down. I mean, Glenn Dennis, there's some question about his assertions. The mysterious nurse has never been found. There's just so much about Roswell that doesn't add up. And it's just become the thing of myth and legend, basically.
And even if pilots are found, they could have been perfectly human pilots who died during the crash. And then the legend and the memories change normal-looking people wearing possibly some kind of flight suit to become gray aliens or something.
Or Annie Jacobson's assertion that it could have been Joseph Mengele back engineering children and having genetic mutants that are flying around. It just gets crazier and crazier, Gene.
Okay, they had jockeys. Tend to be small, slim, light.
Good name for a band, Gene. The Saucer Jockeys.
There probably is a band by the name of Saucer Jockeys. We're not looking hard enough. The other thing that bothers me about this all this speculation about disinformation. So, as Grant Cameron puts it, a whole bunch of information is being put out there, some of which is fact, some of which is fiction. You figure it out. Why bother releasing anything? What's the point of it all?
Yeah, true.
Why play the game? Unless it's rogue agents, and we can think of a few names. But, Mike, can you spell Richard Doty?
Yeah, what's the motivation is what you're saying.
What is the motivation to release a bunch of information that's ridiculous? Because even if you do, only a few people will ever get the real information from the fake. Why even publicize it? Keep it a secret.
Well, it may be some sort of strange, sort of back-engineered, preemptive cultural program of kind of gradual disclosure. perhaps the, it's being used as a red herring to keep people off, you know, what could possibly be real stories that need to be followed up on.
Yeah, but all it does, though, is denials without evidence or the hint of evidence would eventually cause people to shut down. But if you keep feeding evidence, all you do is make people continue to talk about it. What is the value? Where's the logic in that?
Yeah. Boy, when you try to second guess the that wonderful oxymoron of military intelligence, it's virtually impossible.
Well, there is that, of course. The fact that we don't know what military intelligence is doing. We don't know what particular agents might want to do, might decide to do. We can possibly suggest there may be some kind of test program to see how people might react to the truth, if there is a truth,
right,
about UFOs to be revealed. You want to test public reaction. Maybe that's done with the UFO field. You already have people involved in investigating these things. Why not have them be useful, become unwitting pawns? It's kind of like, for example, when you buy a new tech gadget or a new operating system from Microsoft and Apple. You are the free beta tester. You report your experiences and they make it better. So the government, in turn, is using us to be the beta testers of techniques at disclosure. Let's see how people react to that. Let's see what they say, and then we'll come up with a conclusion how to handle it. I mean, now we see, of course, evidence of life on Mars, evidence of water. And how long does it take to say, all right, if there's water on Mars, there has to be microbial life? It goes without saying. But they're not going that far. But there has to be. And then think of it this way. If the conditions of Mars became bad over millennium, wouldn't the people on Mars, if there were people, just go inside the planet and cabins?
Yeah, go underground. And wouldn't the other potential life forms adapt?
And some might just leave the planet and go to Earth. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're Martians. I don't want to, of course.
I've been telling people that for years. They always accuse me of believing in aliens. And I said, well, wait a minute. How do you know we're not the aliens and they're more terrestrial than we are? I've been saying that for years.
Well, of course, the legend of the abandoned heroes, which is the Richard Schaefer story, where in his case, though, conditions on Earth became bad, and therefore two races on Earth migrated to the caverns. But maybe that happened on Mars. Maybe that legend of Shaver happened on Mars, where the atmospheric conditions were getting worse and worse, unable to sustain life. Some migrated to caverns, maybe used some kind of artificial life-sustaining system, like in the movie Total Recall, the Schwarzenegger version. Remember, Mars had this artificial atmosphere and everything?
Atmosphere, yeah.
Sure. That's how it'd be done. And then after a while, maybe they decided, let's go look for a new home that already has a native atmosphere. Why have to mess with all these machines? They break down. What happens? People, or whatever they are, get killed. Let's go to Earth. And that's how we started. Oh, well. Yeah. There's always Battlestar Galactica, where 150,000 years ago in the TV series, the second TV series, the migrants came to Earth. Forget it. Today, we have a fascinating guest. He's been on the show before, Dr. Roger Lear. He was on the PowerCast in 2006 and 2007. And he's a guy who has a site called alienscalpel.com. And the reason for the title, of course, is that he has supposedly removed alien implants or mysterious implants from people who may have been UFO abductees. He's a fascinating guy. He investigated the Varginha sightings in Brazil, which is supposed to be Brazil's Roswell. He's been involved in the field for many years, has a lot of information to offer. If you want to get in touch with us, contact us on Twitter, where we're known as The Paracast on Twitter. And we have loads and loads. Did I say loads?
Yeah, you did.
Loads of questions in our forums. For Dr. Roger Lear, joining Gene and Chris, you're in
The Paracast.
Hey, neighbors, meetings are an essential part of any business. You know, making presentations to clients, collaborating with your colleagues. Well, make them as simple as possible to run and organize. Use GoToMeeting by Citrix, the easiest, most reliable online meeting service. With GoToMeeting, you can schedule an online meeting in seconds. Attendees can join with just a click from anywhere. Meeting materials are viewed on everyone's screen, making collaboration seamless. GoToMeeting is so easy to use for you and everyone joining your meeting. Plus, with GoToMeeting, hold as many meetings as you can for one flat rate. You have phone conferencing and voice over IP are included. You know, my listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days, a month of unlimited online meetings free. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code PODCAST.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news at theparacast.com. That's news at theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We're joined by Dr. Roger Lear, who's been exploring the UFO enigma for a number of years. He also has that site I mentioned in our previous segment, alienscalpel.com, and we have a link to it. So you can see the kind of research he does. And we're going to cover a few subjects. We have a lot of questions from our listeners. There's no way that we'll get to every topic, as a result of which we'll probably have him come back in the near future to kind of finish it. But I think before we do anything else, let's maybe do a quick overview of the kind of research you've done and then we'll focus on a few more specific things. Now, obviously, when you first appeared on the PowerCast, the big question then was about your recovery of implants from people who said they were abducted, with the possibility that these may prove some kind of alien intervention. How did you get involved in looking into alien implants?
Gee, that was a historical event, getting involved in this. And if someone had told me that I would be doing this, 50 years ago, I would have said they're absolutely insane. At the time when I became involved, I was involved pretty heavily with a local MUFON group in Ventura County, California, and I was serving in the capacity of an investigative reporter for a periodical, a monthly periodical that we produced called The Vortex. And in doing so, one of my duties was to attend various UFO conferences and listen to all the speakers and then critique them in articles in The Vortex. And because I am who I am and what I was, I pretty much gave my opinion and with little care whether people enjoyed it or liked it or agreed with me or not. So if I thought somebody was a liar, I said so. And if I thought they were credible, I gave them credit for it.
So but, therefore, a few people maybe didn't like what you did.
Yes, there was probably more than a few. I just took, editorial license to, and of course, the editor of the periodical, allowed me to do this. And we actually sold more periodicals to non-MUFON members than we did to MUFON members, actually, as it became such a popular piece of work. Not just me, but we had some very other clever things going on, too, such as cartoons and other original articles. But anyway, to keep the story short, at one of these conferences, I was shown x-rays of what an individual touted was alien implants. They were x-rays of a foot with two apparent metallic objects in the big toe, and I turned around and laughed and walked away because to me this was as far as anyone could stretch the rubber. So,
let's qualify that. You're a podiatrist, so you're the right person to ask about alleged evidence like this. Could you give us a time frame? What time period are we talking about here?
Oh, in the early 1990s.
Okay.
So, yes, that's correct. I'm probably more qualified than anybody else because at that point I had removed numerous objects from the foot. People step on all sorts of things. And in addition to that, we do a lot of surgery and to repair fractures and change the architecture of the foot and so on. And in doing so, we use metal. We use screws, plates, pins, just like the orthopedist does for your hip and so on. But what these look like was possible leftovers from a prior foot surgery. So, as I said, I laughed and walked away. Now, it was one thing to consider the possibility that there were non-terrestrial craft that was flying through our skies because, I'd, after all, I've been researching this for a number of years and am old enough to remember my father bringing the San Francisco Examiner into our home, laying it on the table and reading the headline to my mother that said, U.S. Army Air Force captures flying saucer. And he went on to a long dissertation about how we weren't the only living beings in the universe and so on. So,
and of course, you're talking about Roswell there, aren't you?
Yes. This was the Roswell event, and the headline was impressed in my mind, as was the scene in the kitchen and my father's explanation. Now, my father was an unusual man who, growing up as a child and in later years, always seemed to know things that other members of the family or friends didn't know. I don't know what his source of knowledge was. He was a 32nd degree Mason, 33 degree Shriner, maybe he had friends that were in places that other people weren't. I don't know, but he was sort of a mysterious fellow. Had incessant arguments with my uncle, who I used to love to sit there and enjoy. But anyway, I'm not to stray too far from that. So yes, I you know, conceived the possible. Now you got to remember that there's a history to the development of where we got, where we were, and where we are now, as far as the subject of ufology is concerned. In the early 90s, although there were some, you know, few abduction cases, major abduction cases on record, Betty and Barney Hill, Whitley Strieber, you know, in the 70s, there was Travis Walton, and so on, the Pascagoula incident. There was, you know, some people were starting to write, Bud Hopkins, David Jacobs, John Mack, etc. But by and large, your field of ufology, such as MUFON or any of the other organizations that were in existence at the time, really didn't accept alien abduction as a reality. So here's about the time, you know, where I come along and my cousin, Dr. Kenneth Ring, writes a book called The Omega Project, and his was a study. He was a tenured psychologist, PhD, at the University of Connecticut. And so he writes a book looking for a common psychological profile for those that had UFO experiences and those that had near-death experiences. And his field of expertise, which was near death. Now, of course, this was also being funded by the University of Connecticut, so he spared no time or money in researching for this book. So all this sort of happened at the same time. But as I said, abduction was not really accepted at all. So if you don't accept abduction as a reality, then how in the world could you ever accept the fact that someone might have an alien implant? So I merely said, I did walk away. I turned around and walked away, but the section director for our group coerced me into coming back and listen to what he had to say, and he showed me these x-rays again, and I said, well, to me they look like leftovers from a surgery. When did she have her foot surgery? And he says, as far as I know, she never had a foot surgery. And I said, well, can you prove it?
And before we find out what to prove and what this is all about, we got Dr. Roger Lear joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-877-804-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. 1-877-804-MY-TV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. 1-877-804-MY-TV.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
This is Kurt Seven, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
We continue Dr. Roger Lear talking about his early involvement in so-called alien implants with Gene and Chris in the Paracast. Dr. Lear, you were talking about this particular discussion where you wondered if this just wasn't an artifact of what, bad surgery?
Well, it could have been bad surgery, or sometimes there are little pieces of metal that are left over that the surgery crew doesn't see, and they're fairly inert, so...
As long as they don't leave a scalpel in your stomach.
Yeah, or some sponges or a towel. Now, I had a case that came in, non-foot case, that underwent a massive abdominal surgery and had a lot of medical problems for years, and they finally opened them up. Hard to believe, but they had left a surgical towel inside the abdomen.
Ooh, I hate to see the lawsuit for that one.
You know, the guy didn't sue anybody. He was just so happy to get it out and feel good that, and just had the attitude, well, you know, anything can happen. So, no retribution at all, but he wouldn't have had one heck of a case.
Oh, I bet he would.
Anyway, to carry on from there, yes, there's little bits and things sometimes might be left over, so... usually unintentionally. So with that, as I said, I asked him the question, can you prove it? So with that, he reached into a bag, much like an aviator's bag, pilot for a commercial airline, you know, one of those long square things with a handle on the top. Pulled out a giant stack of medical records, handed them to me, and said, would you like to go through these? And I stood there stunned. And said, well, if you let me take him to my room, because we were staying in the same hotel. And he said, if I could take him to my room and take time to go through him, I will do that. So that seemed to please everybody. So I did, and I went through all the records, and this had gone back till almost the time that the child was born. It was a very complete set of records, and there was no evidence where she ever had a foot surgery. So I went back the next day. And I said, well, if you think these are so usual, why don't you just take them out and see what they are? And he said, well, she probably would like to have that done, but she doesn't have any medical insurance and doesn't have any money. So I said, where does she live? And he said, well, in Texas. And I said, well, I'll tell you what. You get her to California, and I'll do the surgery at no charge. Now, I said this because I thought about it, and I said, you know, I don't have too much recreation time, so here we can do, we can remove something that doesn't belong there. And I'll have a little fun in the meantime, proving that this was utter nonsense. So a couple of weeks went by, and I got a call from the individual who had another case with a metallic object in the back of a hand, sent me the x-rays, and we took them to a radiologist, and he verified the fact that this also was a metallic object. So he asked me if I could do this surgery, and I said, well, I don't do hand surgery, but I could have a friend of mine who's a general surgeon do it. So we did the two surgeries back to back, and again, to prove that this was utter nonsense and to have a little recreative laugh. So those were the first cases that were done, and there were some unusual happenings that happened right from the beginning. So maybe the surprise was on us.
I guess the question is here, in all this research of possible implants, was any evidence uncovered that proved something more than just some kind of piece of metal?
Well, zip ahead many years. We've now done 16 cases and produced 17 objects. And to bring the show to an utter halt and ends, we have now a 501c3 nonprofit scientific organization called ANS Research. We have an entire science board. We have one of the world's most famous nuclear physicists on board is on the science board, Dr. Robert Kuntz. We have a laboratory where we're doing in-house science and looking for nanotechnology, of which at the time I started this wasn't in existence. And science was saying that nanotechnology couldn't happen. You couldn't make a carbon nanotube, etc. And now we find that in looking at these objects, we have carbon nanotubes. We have what are called non-terrestrial isotopic ratios. That simply means we all know what U-235 is, right?
Explain to our listeners who haven't kept up on the science.
Okay, well, U-235 is uranium-235, and we like to make bombs out of it.
Right. Okay, so we're getting all this stuff that appears to be cutting edge. That's saying that the substances in these implants indicate some advanced technology?
It indicates specifically advanced nanotechnological science, which is far beyond that for which we know even the subject of the black budget is responsible for. I've been dealing with some firms that do black budget projects. They're looking at these materials, and believe me, these firms, one of them told me very recently, don't bring us a project that's 10 years in the future. Don't bring us a project that's 100 years in the future. Bring us a project that's at least 1,000 years in the future, and we'll look at your data. So they're interested in the data that we have produced. Now, Dr. Robert Kuntz has gone one step further based on the Big Bang Theory and some mathematics that even I don't understand. It's advanced mathematics. He's able to determine where in the universe that the materials for these objects come from and the age of the society or advanced beings, where they come from and how old they are. So
okay, so this is just getting to be a little bit mind-boggling here, to put it mildly. So what has he determined? I'm not going to ask you how because you say you don't know the math.
After I tell this, you know, we might as well just hang up the show because we've spilled the beans.
Well, let's just keep spilling it no matter what. We'll persevere.
Okay. All right. Dr. Kuntz, through, as I said, some advanced mathematics and constants based on the Big Bang Theory, he says that the material for these objects comes from about one-third away across the Milky Way galaxy. Now,
I can't understand that at all. What kind of mathematics can determine that? Even if you were right, why would it have to be a race one-third the way through the Milky Way galaxy? I would think with all the possible Earth-like planets we have, it could be a mere 30, 40 light years away. Why that far?
All right, well, I'll explain that as best as I can. Number one, he's based a constant based on the time of the Big Bang. At the Big Bang, elements were fused and formed, and then they degraded over a period of time into their various isotopes. As again, we're talking about U-235, that has to do with the number of neutrons and protons that are in the nucleus of the uranium atom. But if we mine uranium anywhere on Earth, the ratio of 235 to 234, etc., is approximately the same within 2%. If we mine the same element or uranium and it comes from an asteroid, a meteorite, Mars, or the moon, we know what those elements look like, some of them. We can say that's a non-terrestrial, those are non-terrestrial elements, a non-terrestrial isotopes of uranium. Now, Dr. Kuntz uses this, as I said, going to back to the date of the Big Bang, where an element will essentially change through its isotopic ratio. In other words, if you let uranium become old enough, the isotopes fuse and become lead. If you take other elements that can change and they can transmute into, for example, beryllium. So he looks at the time that it takes before the isotopes begin to change, and that way he's able to calculate a constant with a distance factor.
I'll tell you what, we have a distance factor facing us right now, a severe one. We got to do the break. Dr. Roger Lear joining us, explaining advanced science, I suppose, with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast. The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey neighbors, meetings are an essential part of any business. You know, making presentations to clients, collaborating with your colleagues. Well, make them as simple as possible to run and organize. Use GoToMeeting by Citrix, the easiest, most reliable online meeting service. With GoToMeeting, you can schedule an online meeting in seconds. Attendees can join with just a click from anywhere. Meeting materials are viewed on everyone's screen, making collaboration seamless. GoToMeeting is so easy to use for you and everyone joining your meeting. Plus, with GoToMeeting, hold as many meetings as you can for one flat rate. You have phone conferencing and voice over IP are included. You know, my listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days, a month of unlimited online meetings free. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code PODCAST.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out SonsOfLibertyTeam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at SonsOfLibertyTeam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Okay, so maybe we're getting into the geek world here, trying to explain what all this is about. But I guess I understand, since we know something of the moon, we can look at half-lives and things like that and kind of guess about conditions there and about what these substances might be. But how do you do that with a place that you don't even know exists?
Well, you don't really have to know the place, but you do have to know the distance and how long it takes for the light to reach us, for example, from Alpha Centauri and so on. So that's how astronomically they're able to calculate distances between celestial bodies, which incidentally is another subject, because the Gliese catalog of star distances is going to have to be rewritten. Not to go off on a long tangent, but you're wondering why I'm making that statement. Einstein's theory has never been proven wrong. Theory of relativity, or theory of the minor relativity, it still holds water today. But you have to realize that most of his calculations were made on the speed of light in a vacuum. And at one time, there was an assumption that space was a vacuum. Well, now we know through modern science that space is not a vacuum. It's filled with high-energy particles. So let's take the star Sirius, for example. We know that if light traveled from Sirius through a vacuum, it would take so long to get here, therefore we could calculate the distance. But that's not the way it works in space, because a photon coming from a celestial body will bang up against another high-energy particle, which will accelerate the photon. So the light will continuously go faster and faster and faster and faster. So when you're talking about the speed of light, you're talking about something else other than the Einstein equations of the speed of light in a vacuum. So as I said, one of these days, the Gliese catalog of star distances is going to have to be totally rewritten. Now, this comes into play with Dr. Kuntz's calculation of the isotopic ratio and conversion to other elements. It takes so long to do it, a certain length of time, and that time has a relativity to distance. And therefore, his calculation is one-third away across the Milky Way galaxy. Now, to borrow Stanton Friedman's paradigms or thoughts. Sometimes he has strange ones. But Stan simply said, if you live in New York, you don't go to New Jersey to buy a loaf of bread.
Well, that's easy for you to say.
Well, I don't know if that's true, because I don't live in New York and I don't go to New Jersey. Makes kind of sense. So if you're going to mine certain products, now most of these objects contain what are called meteoric iron. Meteoric iron is meteoric iron because the ratio of the nickel element to iron is such that it becomes meteoric.
Okay, let's kind of summarize this, because there's a lot of science here that may go over the heads of people like me who are not scientists. Okay, so let's look at this in the sense of, we have something here that possibly indicates an advanced technology. Okay.
You're wrong. I'm sorry to correct you.
Okay, so it's not an advanced technology.
No, it's not a hypothesis. It's a reality. We have objects that represent advanced technology that's far beyond what we know today.
So are we assuming then that these are like futuristic or advanced RFD chips? What sort of things would they be? Are we assuming these probes have a value in that sense that you monitor what's happening with the being into which it's implanted?
That is correct. Comparing them to an RFD chip is like comparing a modern television set to a crystal set. But the analogy, in essence, is true. It's a data-gathering device, and it's a device which we can detect outgoing radio frequencies, which we have done, and through some methodologies, which I can't go into because I have data that is relatively secret coming from the government, that will show that these frequencies are considered fixed or mobile deep space frequencies, which in itself presents another conundrum and another subject.
Well, the conundrum is here, you're talking about secret information, and I understand if someone gives you something on the QT, you don't want to reveal the source other than the government. But can you give us a general idea of what we're getting at here? You're assuming the government knows something about these implants?
No, this is not in relation to implants. This is in relation to into the frequencies. For example, I have information for every single satellite that's in orbit, owned by every single country in the frequencies they're broadcasting on. So when I say the frequencies that are coming out of these objects are fixed or mobile deep space frequencies, it means that whoever is receiving this on the other end is somewhere in deep space. But as I said, it's quite a conundrum, because what advanced civilization would even be operating with a radio wave?
Isn't that also one of the deficiencies of things like SETI, which is trying to look for radio waves for evidence of intelligent life in the universe? Are they even using the right frequencies?
Well, here we go again with Uncle Stan Friedman, who calls SETI silly effort to investigate. Of course not. Using radio waves to detect life would be like trying to find a civilization out there that's about our age, and the radio wave emanating in the space would take probably a few million years for it to get here. So by that time, they'd be a lot older. So it's absolute nonsense. Most probably, there's only two possible or probable answers to the conundrum. One is that some human-based technology is eavesdropping on the data that's coming from these objects, either through a deal or other means. And the other possibility is that the methodology used from these nanotechnological objects are not radio waves at all, but they're scalar wave technology. Now, I've discussed this again with scientists who are in researching scalar waves, which travel faster than the speed of light. When a scalar wave hits our electromagnetic spectrum, it can give off what's called a harmonic You know what that is if you're dealing with radio. I mean, you know, you can get one station on another frequency because of a harmonic.
Right, of course.
So if you're using scalar wave technology and it hits our electromagnetic spectrum, we may be interpreting it as a radio wave, but it may not actually be.
Well, let me ask you the larger question here. The big problem about communicating across space many light years is the limitation of the speed of light. You send your message, and you're long gone and dead by the time it reaches its destination. So do we have some kind of subspace system that bypasses this? Radio waves through a space warp or something? How would that happen?
Because Gene, you are a thinker. And this subject was addressed in The Strangest of Places by Gene Roddenberry in Star Trek.
Subspace.
And subspace merely is a form of communication in which you're using a methodology which is a hell of a lot faster than the speed of light.
But of course, that's just somebody theorizing in the 1960s over a technology, but mostly as a plot gimmick. I mean, that's what a lot of things were done in a way to save on special effects and having to build spaceships and showing them landing. You had a transporter. Not because he believed necessarily in the transporter concept of being able to send people down a few hundred miles to the surface of a planet or from one location to another on a planet, but to cut down on production costs. So subspace, we realize, look, we can't have people communicating from one place to another and wait years or centuries for the messages. We had to come up with a scheme that allows the communication to be instantaneous. But it was a plot gimmick.
It was a plot gimmick, but strangely enough, some of the plot gimmicks used in Star Trek are now being used in today's reality. The communicator that they all used was today's flip phone.
The Motorola StarTAC.
Yeah, right.
I don't know why they're not using wrist phones, though, because we're now talking about an iWatch. But that was Dick Tracy, wasn't it?
Yes, that was Dick Tracy years and years ago. But look at Doc Bones when he went in through the belly button and did some stuff and
there you go. Hey,
now we got amniocentesis, which we use constantly. So
damn it, I'm a doctor, Jim. We have Dr. Roger Lear joining Gene and Chris. Forgive that. You're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.